وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at justice from the perspective of the commander of the faithful, commander-in-chief, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salamullah. Amir al-Mu'mineen, when he was a governor, and when he was a leader, and he was chosen by people themselves, he was not being in election, he did not force himself into people, he was not appointed by his previous khalif. Rather, it was the choice of the people collectively, not just four or six, not by one. Even though he was the commander of the faithful appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what can we do when people themselves, they want to be misguided? When people themselves, they wish to suffer. They left him alone. But now they're stuck. So they came to him, they chose him as a khalifa. They choose him as a khalifa, and they knew who Ali is. They knew the justice of Ali. Yet they had the audacity to come to him, and they ask him to seek wealth and to do injustice. So they came to him and they asked him to do certain actions that he rejected. And he rejected those who advised him to seek support by doing injustice and inequality to the Muslims for whom he was chosen as a guardian. They wanted him to fight Muawiyah in the same way that Muawiyah fought Imam Ali, by being treacherous, by being deceiving, by cheating. This is not Ali alayhi salam. That is Muawiyah. That's evil. How could you dare ask Amir al-Mu'mineen to abide by these treacherous ways? Amir al-Mu'mineen rejected alayhi salam. In response to those who objected to his just distribution and wanted more property, referring to Umar's favorism to Arabs over non-Arabs, he said, "By Allah, even if it were my property, I would distribute it equally amongst them. How would it be when the property is theirs?" Now, before the Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, those who preceded him, they divided the wealth based on lineage. They divided the wealth based on whether you're an Arab or non-Arab, based the fact whether you're a servant or a free man. That's injustice. This is not Islam. So Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, when he was asked to divide money and wealth in the same manner that was done before him, he said, "Wallah, even if it was mine, I swear to Allah, if this was money, the money was mine, I would be fair and equal to people, all of them, regardless of their nationality, regardless of their background, regardless of their color, if it was mine. How about when the money is actually theirs? Under what circumstances? Under what conditions? Under what rule do I have to favor Arabs over non-Arabs?" That's not justice. That's not Islam. And most certainly, that is not Ali alayhi salam. So he rejected and he refuted what they offered him by saying something in return. Let us take a break. Then we will continue, inshallah.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. You are listening to the program For Humanity, and we are looking at justice from the perspective of the commander of the faithful, chief and master, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salamullah. When he was asked to divide money and obviously distribute it based on the fact there are Arabs and non-Arabs, and Arabs should get bigger, more share than non-Arabs, he refuted their argument by saying, to distribute wealth among those who do not deserve it amounts to squandering the wealth. The Holy Quran also says, do not squander wealth wastefully. The squanders are indeed Satan's brothers, and Satan is ungrateful to his Lord. So Amir al-Mu'mineen says, if I give my money, or if I divide money unfairly, I'm going to give people more than what they deserve. And when they have more than they deserve, they will waste it. And if they waste it, they will become brothers to the shaitan, because this is what the ayah in the Quran said. So you can see that the justice of Imam Ali alayhi salam, him and the Quran are one. When he talks, when he delivers, when he argues with people, he argues based on the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is trying to apply the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which makes me wonder, where was the Quran when those who preceded Amir al-Mu'mineen were dividing wealth on their families and on their close relatives? Where were they from the Quran when one of them died? They had to break golden axes from his treasury. Where were they from the Quran when one of them, when he died, he had piles and piles of money and gold? Where were they from the Quran where Muawiyah and his household were giving a massive portion from this Muslim treasury because he was related to one of the successors or the so-called khalifs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam? This is not me saying. You can pick up any history book and see what has happened. Where were they? Where was the Quran? Where was the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Where was justice? It did not exist. Justice only saw the day of light when Ali alayhi salam was in power. The only time justice flourished when Ali alayhi salam was a governor. Justice only was applied when Ali alayhi salam was a ruler. Now, if you want to see the face of justice, go to Ali alayhi salam. Look at his life, and you cannot miss it. It doesn't matter who you are, a Muslim, non-Muslim, atheist, polytheist, monotheist. When you look at the justice of Ali, you will be amazed. You will be astonished. You will be out of breath, to the point that even Christians wrote many books about Ali alayhi salam and his justice, because he's the only human being after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that managed to give justice its true value. We leave it here, and we will continue in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Salli ya Rabbi ala Taha al-Amin, rahmatin arsaltahu lil'alamin, wa ala alin nabiyyi ajma'in, fa bihim narjuka ahsin khatmina.